CBS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul, and today is, well, it is the last Wednesday of the month, which means we have Jennifer Kautz, our dream analyst. Very excited to have you on, of course, because it's the day before Halloween. And
yeah, amazing.
We get to talk all about that, but always having you at the end means we get to talk about, for the next 3 months, it's kind of already, you know, scheduled in of what we're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know.
It's going to be Halloween, then it's going to be Thanksgiving, and then it's going to be Christmas or the holidays, so we got it.
But the fun thing about it, though, I think, is there's so much symbology in our traditions, in our holidays, and, you know, it's... Finally, we have something that is, you know, if you look at things, there's a reason that symbology is there and they have deeper meanings. And kind of that's what our dream life is like, is looking at things. So sometimes we just, you know, we definitely are a very secular culture where a lot of it's just about shopping and getting really cool gifts. But, but, you know, the tradition behind things, there's real deep meaning in it. Usually it's also because we're such a blended culture. I know Canada is, but I mean, the United States, I mean, there's so many meshed cultures of traditions and different things that are going on. So I think it's really fascinating. And then the families that hold to tradition too, it allows the time to be really sacred and reflective. And I think to allow, you know, great family time and the things that are important. So yeah, I think it's so fun. A lot of fun stuff. But Halloween, it's a really interesting time for me. You'll have to share, because I didn't have kids. So if I would have had kids, and I live out in the country, so somebody's not going to be knocking on my door trick or treating. So I haven't really, celebrated Halloween. But last night I was watching my cousin's daughter, and for the first time I got to carve a pumpkin.
Oh,
and so
really?
That,
the first time, or since you're a kid,
isn't that something? I looked at that. I go, oh, this is significant. I thought it was pretty significant. Mm-hmm. So, but I had fun. You know, this is what it's about, is having fun. So, it's a great time. It's a great time. So we'll have fun talking about it, I think.
I think so too. If you want more information about Jennifer, you can go to her website, which is theartfulsoul.org, theartfulsoul.org. And if you have any questions, you have any dreams that you'd like to talk about, we might like to keep this with the theme. So if you had any scary dreams that you'd like to talk about, other dreams, feel free, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. If you need to do an instant feedback question because you're at work, just be really clear about your dream and stay tuned to the station because we'll probably ask you questions. All right, so let's share Halloween. I know we talked about some of the stuff last year, but I mean, this—you've got some new things that we want to talk about, and I think it's fun.
Yeah, it is because I'm always getting hit with, because I'm such a symbolist.
Right.
This time of year, little things and some of the things that people say about and you get different perspectives of how other people look at it and stuff. So I'm kind of always getting hit. But the one thing that's really interesting to me, this fact of this time of year, whether we talk about harvest or, you know, the end of summer, you know, fall, and we're going into the winter, is this time of the year, and this is why there's so many festivals all over the world, and this is what Halloween is this time of year is the veil between the worlds of living and dead is the thinnest. So this is the crossing. There's this blurred line. So this is tradition in many cultures. Is this true? I don't know. But I believe when you believe it and you practice it, I do believe, though, that that does happen. So there's all these different festivals in Mexico. November 1st is Day of the Dead.
But it's at midnight.
Is
it? 31st. Like, okay. It starts at midnight. Midnight is the hour that they believe is the time.
Is the time. It's the right at the midnight. Okay.
So they do celebrate on the 31st because that's when they have the dinner and they do all the stuff, and then it's at midnight. Yeah.
And then it's the crossing up, so they stay up late.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And, because Japan has the Bon Festival, but theirs is mid-July or August, and France has the Toussaint Festival. And, you know, cultures do, you know, practice celebrating the Day of the Dead. And I don't think we as a culture look at it that way anymore. Do you? I see it as a time more of a time of dressing up, and it is a time of being scared and different things. But I don't think people nowadays actually know why they do it the way they do it. So, and yet those aspects of ourselves or our humanity, I think if we really looked at it, we could really embrace, this is a time when we could really embrace, yes, as humanity, we do die. And it, I think it is a way of celebrating death, and it could be done in a positive way. So that's kind of how but there's so many layers, and we'll be talking about that a little bit. And it was fun because when I was around my cousin's daughter, her name's Emma, some of the stuff that kids come out of their mouth, she goes, you can just feel the spirit of the season. And I was just like, wow, you know. And a lot of times you get that at Christmas, but not as I. But I'm not a kids that much, so I thought that was really cool.
Well, that's interesting, because then that's really bringing in a different dynamic, of course.
Yes.
I think kids get excited because it's their time. I mean, I don't think it's just about the candy. I mean, I think kids like to dress up and to, play that imaginary thing. I mean, when I sort of started embracing all of my spiritual side and stuff and doing different things, and I can, clear houses of ghosts, and, I would never want to be around a cemetery. So, someone had called me a witch. And in the beginning, I kind of didn't like that phrase, and then as time's kind of got on, I've sort of started to embrace it. I mean, I always dressed up as a witch for Halloween, probably for a very long time. Most of my costumes around that are witch costumes. So I've always kind of embraced it, but I never really embraced the label. And of course, witch has more to do with Wiccan and the earth and all the symbology around that. And so now I'm kind of embracing it and playing with that. And I think it's just a powerful time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the thing, too. So we look at the symbology, and you bring up the symbol of the witch, or if you play the role of a witch, or if that's something that, what does that mean to you? I mean, culturally, it can be a negative connotation, and yet really in the ancient, a witch could symbolize magical powers, a connection with nature. Right. And witches were known to have medicinal healing, about herbs. And so I think obviously with anything, there could be the misuse of power. Right. And so so you have the good witch or the bad witch. Exactly. So really how you embrace that the roles that you want to play, or let's say one person dresses up as a clown, that's the persona that they, so everybody plays that role so differently. So really it's the same in life, and that's where you embrace symbology, and you have to look at how you personally have that symbol represented, or the mask that you want to play in life, like you said, the characters are embracing the roles.
Well, it also gives you permission to sort of be something you've always wanted. You know,
sure.
Like we imagine ourselves wanting to do or play something we've never done before. So it always kind of gives you an opportunity to sort of put that mask on and see, you know,
what it would be like.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, being a superhero, you know, or being a famous athlete or. So absolutely. I think, you know, obviously you can overthink everything, you know, I mean, and us discussing it is, you know, with an intellectual pursuit, but it is just allowing you to, see life a little bit differently as far as that these symbols can represent something. And also if you reflect on it a little bit, it might allow you to see how you're connecting to life. So if you, again, if you're being playful with Halloween, then you're embracing the playful side of yourself. And you're also seeing life too, because, you know, Halloween shows that with humanity, there's ghosts, there's a spiritual side, and there is evil, there's scary things. And so being human is like an adventure. And Halloween says, you know, hey, you know, when you're going to be a human, you know, go into this life and be a human, you're going to, you know, come up against adventure, you're going to come up against scary things, you're going to play these different roles. You know, it can be an action-packed, you know, you can become your own action-packed hero. And
yes.
So I think, too, I think it can be really a celebration of what it means to be human. So, I think that's where we can take that message back to our dreams. And that's usually, our dreams really, you know, play out very large. The symbology in our dreams, usually it's like you wake up and if you were to take so many of it literally, you're like, this can't happen in real life. But what you have to do in dreams is you have to take these kind of symbols and roles and different things that happen in your dreams, and you have to uncover what they mean to you, because they're so different. So that's why I think Halloween is so rich, because I think the Halloween symbols really play themselves out a lot in our dreams and in life. So I was watching Alice in Wonderland just last night, which was perfect. It was perfect timing. Emma's going to be a Mad Hatter. Mm-hmm. And so we were watching out, and it's so rich in imagination and color, you know, and it's scary and it's good and evil and it's conquering your fears.
The and more so, recent one with Johnny Depp?
Yeah. So, yeah. And I love the line too that says, if you're not bonkers, you're not, you know, an important person. You know, you had to be a fabulous person. You have to be a little bit bonkers. And I said, yes, you know, don't be perfect. You know, life shouldn't be about being perfect.
Right.
It's about embracing. And that's what we're going to discuss a little bit too, is embracing our shadow side of ourselves, the imperfect parts of ourselves. And I think Halloween can really allow you to do that and play out, you know, the parts of ourselves maybe that we're a little bit afraid of.
Yeah, I think it's an important thing. I mean, I think there's both sides to, you know, re-embracing your childlike imagination and your childlike wonder and playing.
Yeah.
And then there's the aspect of, you know, the darker side, the parts of you that you can, you know, that you can embrace and as being human. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah, and we can laugh at too.
Absolutely. We'll talk more about that when we come back from break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Couch. You can find out more about Jennifer if you go to her website, theartfulsoul.org. We are on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Internationally renowned psychic J.C. Crystal has read for celebrities, doctors, lawyers, and people from all walks of life for over 30 years. A media professional, J.C. can now be heard four nights a week on Spirit Guide Radio. Her true goal is to help as many people as possible with a one-on-one discussion. For those who have called into the radio show, and for those who haven't had the chance yet, J.C. is now booking private readings. Offering set packages, the cost is far lower than you would expect for a psychic of this caliber. To keep your wallet full, she will make herself available to anyone who needs help. J.C. Crystal will answer questions about love, career, and finance for you. Go to jzcrystalradio.com and book a reading. That's jzcrystalradio.com, where you can learn more about Jay-Z, her show, future events, and book a reading for a time that's convenient for you. Your first five, crystalradio.com, choose your package, and book a reading. She has helped thousands of people appearing on TV, radio, and at conventions and seminars. Whatever your problem or question is, Jay-Z will be able to use her astounding gift to help you have a clear vision of your life path. No smoke and mirrors. Jay-Z makes it crystal.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Kautz, our dream analyst. We're talking about Halloween and our dreams and how the symbology of Halloween is very, I think, very important. It's an important time of the year, whether we take it seriously or just enjoy it. I think it's kind of an interesting time and theme. So we were kind of talking a little bit about the shadow side. Is that where we left off?
Yeah, definitely. Because, when you're speaking of dreams and you're speaking of your shadow side, if you're, normally, your shadow side resides in the unconscious part of your mind, yeah. And that's the area that where your hidden beliefs, the things that you're not aware of, things that you're kind of afraid of, and things that you would just rather not deal with, you know. But the interesting thing with dreams is they don't let you, you know. If you're in tune with your dreams. And that's where nightmares usually occur. That's where scary things, things that you do not want to look at in everyday life, they will show up in your dreams. So, and that's the, but the part about that is learning how to embrace it, because the more, and not being afraid of it. And that's, again, if you watch Alice in Wonderland, that was what the whole movie is about, is Alice facing her fears. And the symbology in it is tremendous. So what you have to do is, especially this time of the year too, and I think if you are looking at your dreams, look at the symbologies that's occurring. If you're having any dreams that are scaring you, look at the imagery and the symbols. And what I would have you do is to either become, like, let's say you're having monster dreams, you know, that does happen, where, or you're getting chased by somebody, or, you know, or a robber or something. Become that image in your dream and begin to feel immediately, normally, when you become that image, all of a sudden you get a feeling and you go, oh, you know, you start feeling the energy of it, and it may not be the literal reason of what, you know, what you're looking at. It may not be the literal interpretation that you're thinking of. So that's really important, to become, again, really intimate with the symbols that we're dreaming. So that, and that's where, again, that's your shadow side. And the more, and we see it play out in life, if you ignore something in your life and it's something you're afraid of, eventually it can become like a volcano. The more you suppress something, it will pop out, you know, somewhere, and it won't be pretty. So, and, you know, people, you just, it's called, you know, feelings that you just stuff down. People, you know, acquire addictions because they keep stuffing away their feelings and they don't want to feel life. So, so that the unconscious part of your mind and in your dreams, is that's where all your hidden beliefs and different things. And the more you do not embrace that side of yourself, the less whole you become. The more you embrace the fact that we are imperfect beings, the, you know, if you embrace it, then you become more of a whole human being, and you can laugh. And then this playful side that you see people with Halloween and different things can occur. You can start playing with those things, and you can, you know, start having fun again with life.
Right. It's making me think of this reoccurring dream that has kind of morphed a little bit. I keep dreaming about my past. It's like a past life to me, but my past work, and it was with the government, and that was quite a while ago, and now it's morphing in, even combining the bus work that I used to do as well. But every time I'm in it, there's usually the same supervisor that I actually really got along well with. Like, I really liked her, so I have a lot of respect for her. So she's usually always there, and you know, usually I'm thinking to myself in the dream, you know, am I supposed to be doing this? Like, am I even supposed to be here? Why? Like, and it's not always, it's sometimes it becomes like a part-time job, or like I get to kind of make it, create it the way I want it. But it's like so persistent, and that it comes up and up like so many times that I, you know, I am curious as to.
So, but what I'm getting at, so what are the feelings that you have in the dream? Is it a scary dream? Like, oh no, it's there again. So when you wake up, like, it's just like, are you trying to tell me something? But you're.
Yes and no. I wouldn't say that usually I'm confused. Usually I'm saying, I don't think I'm supposed to be here, but then I'm doing something, but then I'm usually leaving in the dream as well. So I'll be there for a while, and then it's like, okay, it's time for me to leave again. I get to leave again. And
sounds cyclical.
It is.
Yeah. It could, like you said, if it's past life, so this could be something that past life issue too.
It's not a past life. I just joke about that because it seems like so long ago.
Right.
It's
no, what I'm saying is, I know right. It's life, but it could be a pattern from past lives also.
Oh, for sure.
So, that is interesting, because it's something still unanswered within you.
Well, it's like I left both of them. I chose to leave both of them. And in the dream, it's always me usually leaving again at some point in the dream and getting excited about it. But it has morphed from, you know, part government and part bus.
Right.
And you know, usually it's me kind of being dissatisfied as I was in, you know, the job and not really sure why I'm back in it. Although there were always positive things that were in it. So I get very confused.
Yeah, because it's probably calling to the safe, you know, there's the safety part of those jobs, you know, as far as having, so there's probably a tremendous amount of safety and, you know, there's structure, there's, you know, it's solid. When you're out on your own, you know, you can be much more creative, but there's not the structure and the safety as there was with those jobs. So while you're there, you know, you felt the safety and security. And at times you find relationships that you're pretty happy with. But then there's the call of the creative life and something that's much more freer. So it sounds to me like it's a yin and yang pull for you, and it's still those that if it's a recurring dream, that those energies still have not settled. Right. And it may never. And, you know, and then that's where if I'm talking to someone, it's like those are our choices too. Sometimes we never resolve some of those things. But if we're aware of some of those, then we know where some of those energy patterns are coming from. And we can just be aware of some of our moods or some of, you know, okay. And then that's when we have to make choices. That's, you know, choices in life. So that's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I don't know if it's correct. You know, obviously you're the one. And then that's what I would tell anybody if I was talking to them about their dreams.
Right.
The dreamer is the expert. It's because it's their feelings. All I do is help to take the person into the dream. So what I would ask you to do is to become the supervisor.
Okay.
And go in and be her. You are the supervisor. And then in the dream structure, is she speaking to you in the dream?
Not necessarily.
No.
Well, she's usually there. I mean, I also, with the government, I was in management. And then, so she was my supervisor. Then I became a supervisor. Then we were sort of the same. Then I made a change and she was my supervisor again. So it was very interesting, but yeah.
Well, so then what you do, regardless, you can kind of change things a little bit, but to communicate, and this is active imagination with the dream, go in and become her and you are her and then have her start speaking to you. And usually, and then you're giving her a voice and it's really interesting what comes out. And don't worry about, you know, thinking that you're controlling a little bit too much, because every single aspect of your dream is coming from you. So when you start really, you know, when you go back into the dream and you become the supervisor, you may get a whole nother level that you weren't even thinking of.
Right.
So
that's a cool idea. That's a good idea. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. And then sometimes too, I've had, because I have my own dream counselor, and we have a lot of fun. So he also teaches me to, if there's a couch and you're sitting on a couch, if that's in a dream, become the couch.
Uh-huh.
And what is the couch even saying? Because in a dream, a couch is it's a symbol that says support, you know, so it's supporting somebody and it does have a voice. In dreams, everything has a voice.
Right.
So, but it's up to us to give it that voice. And I think too, it's teaching us also to give that side of ourselves a voice. Because this culture, it definitely does not give, the unconscious mind, the shadow side. It wants people to be, our culture wants us to be perfect. And
our ego does anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Our ego does. And I feel that that's
culture,
playing out. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I feel our culture is very ego-based.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And then again, like you said, that's too, you know, with Halloween. So what you know, I mean, I think that's where we can really play with what part of yourself or about life is really scary, and maybe dress up as that person or thing or role or the thing that scares you the most, and it allows you to actually do it like an act of imagination to become that role. And then when you become that role, you start having fun with it and play with it, and maybe it won't scare you as much.
Right. Perfect. All right, we're going to go to break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Couts, our dream analyst. You can find out more about Jennifer on our website, theartfulsoul.org. If you have a dream, feel free to give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or contact Jennifer on her website, and she will assist you with that. The first one is for free. So we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family, an open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Kautz. Jennifer's our dream analyst. We were just talking about daylight savings ending, of course, on Sunday. But as I was looking at my calendar, it's not only daylight savings that ends, but we also have our solar eclipse.
Whoa.
Which is going to be, you know, it's solar eclipses aren't quite as difficult and challenging as lunar eclipse, but it is a solar eclipse. So,
wow, a lot of energy.
Yes.
A lot of energy playing out.
Yeah, be gentle to yourselves. Actually, they say it's a really good time to kind of go over your intentions and plans, and even if you can play with past life intentions and plans that you wanted, and put them all down so that you can sort of give new energy, because this solar eclipse is supposed to be about giving new energy, and of course, because it's in Scorpio, it's about rebirth.
When is that?
It's on Sunday.
So Sunday, would you do it Sunday evening or?
Well, it's Sunday in the morning, so try and have it all ready before then.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, and that comes into play that, you know, ritual. I think, you know, again, you know, I guess I'm quite the bookworm. I guess I am a bookworm. And there's a lot of intellectual discussion about all of these things, so we can overanalyze a lot of the stuff, but when you actually do some of the stuff that, like what Lori's talking about, and actually make it a part of a practice and do a ritual, you know, write things down, do a ritual, take action, and it becomes part of your life. And then the less it stays in the head.
Halloween would be perfect to look at, you know, your fears, all of your fears, bring all of your fears out.
Yeah.
And with me, I would do a ritual of burning them, because it's, you want to burn away the things you don't want, or not even necessarily don't want. Your fears are your fears.
Right.
You find out, you know, where the intensity, what, you know, play with it, as Jennifer's been talking about, you know, dress up as your greatest fear. Just play with it. Enjoy it. Find a way to laugh at your fears. And then with this, it's, you know, find a way of bringing those dreams, intentions, hopes, plans to fruition.
Yeah, because I was reading about, you know, when you hang on to your weaknesses too much, if we don't, want them to show, then they will strangle you, and then your strengths don't get to show.
Well, and you're not being authentic either.
Exactly.
Right? You're just stuffing everything back into your subconscious.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're never truly dealing with them. You may pretend that you're happy, but as long as those fears are being submerged, you're never truly free.
Exactly. So the ghosts that are going around can either be scaring you, or they can be playful. So, you know, and we can, life is scary. Absolutely. But I think if we accept and we know, I mean, I know people that go around thinking they're never going to die, and, you know, like they all, you know, nobody I know is going to get sick, or that's not going to happen to me, or this. And not to say that those are easy things that people go through, death and different things, but the more that you accept that there are going to be sorrowful times in life, the more that you're going to be able to embrace the joyful sides also. So, and that's the thing that we want to do, is live fully. What I love about dreams is there's an aspect of your dream life that really, I mean, is your soul that is saying, this is what I want to live through you. And you have to accept the whole part of yourself in order for that to show through.
Absolutely.
So, and it can be really beautiful. I didn't think I would say, I had a dream of getting tattooed an S, and it was the Superman S.
Nice.
So, and guess what I was doing? I said, I don't want this thing on me. I go, I don't want a tattoo S, and it was on the arm. was, you know, just on the arm, you know, something you could hide. But I go, oh, that's way too, I don't want that out there. And it wasn't until, so first you think Superman, it had nothing to do with Superman. It had everything to do when I went into the S became my authentic self.
Oh.
It was the capital S, not the small S. And here in my dream, I was saying, no, I don't want, you know, I got to go in there and I got to work on that because there's a part of me that says I don't want to embrace, you know, all of my artistic nature. You know, everybody has some of those different blocks that they have as far as incorporating certain aspects of themselves into their lives. Just goes to show if I looked at it literally, I would have thought, oh, I don't want the Superman and stuff. And it had nothing to do about Superman. It had everything just to do about my authentic self. So, they can be really interesting. So the interesting thing too is how could I play with that for Halloween? You know, right. What does that capital S? So, you know, as far as embracing being an artist, you know, it could be Renoir or, you know, dress up as some famous artist or and really learn what it is to maybe play that role as an artist.
Although I don't know. I think you're supposed to embrace the superwoman within you. But.
Yes. No, I do agree. And what are the thing is what are is when you're looking at your weaknesses, make sure you look at your strengths. And, you know, we all have very powerful strengths and don't allow the weaknesses. It's about that yin and yang and the balance and also knowing that don't care about, you have to grow into not caring about what other people think.
Right. Because, but also, I mean, a lot of times we're very afraid of our power.
Absolutely.
Because we've all been persecuted with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that could be so.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And also being authentic, we were persecuted. So
absolutely.
Those kind of go very well together.
Very, yes. Yes.
So it might be a little bit of both.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I know what my weaknesses are. And, again, you have to, you know, that's what being human is learning how to embrace who we are fully. And me being able to talk with you about dreams allows me the freedom to really live a certain aspect of myself that I cannot do on a daily basis, because not everybody is into dreams as much as I am. So this is a lot of fun. So again, it's embracing the dreamer in you, seeing that life is playful again. That's why I think movies are fabulous. You know, looking at Alice in Wonderland, dressing up as Alice in Wonderland, wondering what it would be like to go down the rabbit hole, you know, and facing our fears. So, yeah, it's really, I'd be really interesting to, you know, just talk about how other people celebrate Halloween and their take on it. And two, it depends on what's happened to you in life. Everything has a variable. But I think too, like, you know, the werewolf. What does a werewolf mean to you, Lori?
Well, I mean, it's embracing that. I think it's embracing that dark side. It's embracing that shadow side that we don't let usually come up, but usually, you know, it comes up at a full moon. I mean, it's that embracing of something that is
mysterious,
yeah, or the darker side of us, or the shadow side, our fears and the things that sort of go bump in the night. It's kind of, you know, in learning to embrace those, because I think, you know, typically in the werewolf movies, I mean, everybody's afraid of turning as well as afraid of what will happen. But, you know, if you can find a way to embrace that, we're all afraid of that turning. We're all afraid of the dark and shadow kind of taking over our lives.
Sure. Yeah. And with, like you just said, that's like transformational energy. You know, there's a transformation that happens and it's at, you know, it's at midnight. Mm-hmm. So there is a transformation. So if werewolf comes up in your dreams, then you can, you know, again, you go into it and find out what it's actually meaning to you.
But, and for some, it's kind of a shape shifting thing, which is a
correct.
Totally different energy altogether, because then you have choice.
Correct. Correct.
Anyway, we probably need to go to our last break, but we will come back and talk more about the symbolism of Halloween when we return. So you're listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Couch. You can find out more about Jennifer on her website, theartfulsoul.org. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We have Jennifer Couts, our dream analyst. We've been talking about Halloween. Now we're going to go into the symbolism. We talked about werewolf, which I think is, a key symbolism in our kind of tradition of monsters anyway.
Yeah, but I think what's really been interesting is how big zombies are right now.
Oh my goodness. It was vampires and now it's zombies.
Now in so much zombies. So what is that saying? I mean, I'm like, wow, I go, we're embracing zombies, but zombies, you know, they're lifeless. They're alive, but they're lifeless. They're going through the motion of life, but not enjoying or feeling life, feeling, you know, empty and maybe purposeless. And I really believe that because the symbol that we're seeing so much, to me, it's just like it makes so much sense. So that's my take on it. Lori, you may have a totally different perspective.
No, I think that's really a really interesting concept that you're bringing up, because I mean, we are the living dead.
Yes.
We are not, you know, most of us are not awake. We're not living. We're not enjoying our life. We're just walking around.
Right.
And, you know, I have to say, you know, I haven't seen a lot of zombie movies that I liked, but Warm Bodies, I loved that. I loved how it ended. I mean, I loved the whole concept of love brought, you know, them back. I mean, I loved all of that aspect. And if you looked at our lives, you know, it is love that brings us back. It is love
right.
that wakes us up. It is,
right.
you know, the key to everything. But it, you know, and the fact that they called it a zom-com, I just...
Well, it sounds like they used the symbology really well to relay a message.
Yeah.
But again, I always, when something becomes popular, then I really do look at the symbolism of it, because then that is what usually is playing out in life and you know, out on the screen. And because, again, movies have replaced our mythology, our culture.
Yes.
We
replaced
use movies.
Books, replaced,
yes.
You know, all the things that.
Yes.
It used to have a different richness in our lives. Yeah.
Right, right. Movies have become quite the mythology of a culture. So I heard World War Z was really good. I'm curious about it. I'm not a big zombie person. But again, that's.
Oh, I didn't even know that was what it was about.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an outbreak of zombies.
Okay.
And, but Brad Pitt's in it. So.
Right.
Yeah. So it is. It's, and then how it shows up in your dreams, if it does show up in your dreams, that's definitely something to look at and go into the feelings of the dream and the symbolism of it. And, but yeah, the other, like now on the positive, like candy, there's so much candy, but so if candy symbolism, different things, is life sweet for you? Is it rich and chocolatey, and is something sweet happening to you in life, or is it too rich? You know, is there too much richness is not the right word, because I don't think we can have too much richness in our life. But, you know, I think candy can represent abundance, and, but it can also be a health. Sometimes
yes.
you have to look at it literally. And
yes.
sometimes it is, could be a health thing, you know, eating too much sweets and maybe not giving life enough meaning. So I go ahead. I mean, I always love your input. So,
well, I was just thinking, I mean, it's a great analogy to look at, because you can have too much of a good thing in
yes.
that, you know, in our bodies, we can get candida. And that's certainly something that I've been working with more on the heavy metal side, but because the candida wants to be there, it, you know, it wants me to have sweets, because then it'll grow that way. But mm-hmm. anyway, it's it is an interesting thing. And then there is that concept, like, that is there too much of a good thing? That's a belief that a lot of us hold. So is that the reason why, you know, there are some diseases out there? Because we have this belief that, you know, too much of a good thing is a bad thing. It's very interesting.
Right. And I think we have forgotten, you know, I'm very much into reading. I've been reading Wendell Berry is really good. Living closer to the land, because now we're very profit driven and very, separated from nature. And dreams, again, are part of our natural selves. And the more we have really disconnected with who we are as human beings and how we're supposed to live, we're very materialistic. Profit-driven culture, and we, you know, food now is becoming, you know, all the GMOs and sterile and no nutritional value and very profit gained. So it's really, we've really forgotten how to live. So again, that symbology will show up in your dreams, because your dreams are a corrective. It's our inbred corrective measure of telling us, you know, this is what's happening, and this is what you need, you know, to look at. And it's a tool to help us balance ourselves out and to allow us to become our most authentic self. And people, and it's, in a sense, it can be a very scientific tool, if you embrace it. So, I mean, you can literally write a prescription to somebody but again, it takes you to engage, because you're the one. You're the unique individual, and you give the symbols your own, meaning.
Right.
Everybody doesn't see symbols the same way. That's why symbols in culture and extremism is so dangerous, because you're imposing your symbology on somebody else, and that goes against nature. There's natural laws and different things, and so it's really fascinating. I
want to bring up one of your symbols that I think is probably one of the key symbols with Halloween. Because we do talk about like having a pumpkin and a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
But it's actually the candle that is the actual key to Halloween, because if you are taking it to its literal meaning, where the where everything's like the veil is the thinnest and we're celebrating the dead, it's the candle that holds the light. It's the candle that allows us to be safe.
Yep.
And it's the candle that keeps us, you know, warm and open and bright, so that we're not, so that we can bring the shadows out and not get afraid. So I think, you know, one of the biggest things about the whole ritual is the whole candle aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you see, and a jack-o'-lantern was used to carry
the candle.
The candle.
Yeah.
So, yes. And then, as people say, as, you know, near-death experiences, going into the light,
mm-hmm.
and that helped the people feel safe amongst who they felt were the ancestors and the dead that were amongst them. That once the candles were there, that it allowed them to see things a little bit in a light that was different, and hold even the dangerous, you know, evil spirits at bay. And so, yeah.
And as part of the ritual, though, if you are, like, of this night, it's actually, they recommend that you actually sleep with a candle at your head, because it's part of holding that light and keeping that light for you. It also is supposed to be very good for your dreams to have a candle on at your head, but because there's always the other aspects of it. But
yeah. And I think now we have enough candles in glass you know, sold, that there can be a safety measure.
<There you go.>
instead of hearing about people with wax in your hair.
Yeah.
But
we do have to go. But
yeah.
Finish
absolutely.
Your thought.
Well, rituals are important.
They are. They're so important. And that's what we keep bringing up in all of our shows, which is why I love having Jennifer. So you can find out more about Jennifer if you go to her website, theartfulsoul.org. Check her out. You know, take this opportunity. If you have a dream, you'd like to know how to interpret it or what it may mean, you know, connect with her. You've been, and I always appreciate having you on the show.
Thank
you again.
Happy Halloween.
Yes. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.